one meeting where I got to the end of the meeting and went to turn off the power and realized, oh, we went through the whole meeting, I hadn't turned it on. Not my favorite moment, or not Doris's favorite moment of mine.
Oh, I bet. No wonder everybody in the audience says you can't hear.
I think it was a Board of Adjustment meeting, it was not council.
Oh, good.
My wife teaches pre-K, and it likes 4 or 5 miles.
It actually feels good.
Kids are good.
That's amazing.
That's what they fixed in here. It's only been.
Are we there?
We laid the bikes the other day.
We're fine to go then.
Almost, you know, it hurt a little bit in the beginning, and then it didn't.
Ready to go skiing then?
Huh?
Ready to go skiing?
Never been skiing, snow skiing.
But I've had friends that have missed an hour of bail.
Yeah.
Put it on.
At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, February 8th. The time is now 6 p.m. 2.0. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anybody who'd like to speak? Do you have anybody registered? All right. Okay, staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Just wanted to mention, I know the commission received a copy of our quarterly update, and one of the things that was talked about in the quarterly update was our What's Going On link that's on the planning department's homepage. It's just what it sounds like. It has new development in town, mostly non-residential development. But there are a couple homes on it. So as you're driving through town and if you see construction and you want to know what's going on, you can go to that link and it'll tell you what's going on. It's an interactive map based on Google Maps.
Thank you. All right. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of January 11th, 2016. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore.
Second.
Is there a second? Thank you, Commissioner Donegan. All righty. Are there any discussion, corrections to the minutes or anything? Okay. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carried unanimously.
Okay. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve preliminary plat of Matthews Addition, being a subdivision of 59.1235 acres, 2,575,418 square feet of land situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34 in Harris County, Texas, and abstract number 20 in Montgomery County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Thank you. The first plot on the agenda tonight is Matthews Addition. It's located on Quinn Road, north of Crescent Drive. It is in both Harris and Montgomery County. It's zoned SF20. Two lots are being created, and it's 59.1235 acres. I should probably turn this on. Thank you. This is an image of the plot that was submitted to staff and is being presented to the commission tonight. After reviewing the plot, Community Development does recommend approval contingent upon the following items. Provide original tax certificates for Harris County, Montgomery County, and Tomball ISD. Add 2 decimals to square footage. Change scale to 1 to 100 or 1 to 200. Add Craig T. Myers as city engineer. Add lien holder signature block. bold new lot lines, and fees were overpaid by $56.88, and the applicant will need to submit a letter for reimbursement.
I just have one point of clarification. The tax certificates, do we do that on a preliminary plat?
No.
Okay, so let's take that out from the commission's contingencies.
Take it out?
Yes.
You do have?
So if the commission has moved approval of this plat, we would not have a contingency to ask for tax certificates.
Would somebody like to make a motion to approve with contingencies?
I move that we approve the Matthews Edition plat with contingencies minus the requirement to provide tax certificates of Harris County and Tomball ISD this time.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Okay. Is there any questions or discussion? All right, seeing none, please enter your vote. Pardon? Whoops. Ready?
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, 5.2, consideration to approve preliminary plat of Olivo Lots being a subdivision of 0.3214 acre of land, being all of lots 45, 46, 47, and 48 in block 79 of revised map of Tomball Town Site, volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, out of the William Hurd Survey Abstract number 371 in the city of Tomball in Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Thank you. Olivo Lots plot is located at the southwest corner of Texas Street and Howard Street. It's zoned SF6. Two lots are being created, and it's 0.3214 acres. This is an image of the plot that was submitted to staff and is being presented to the commission tonight. After reviewing the plat, Community Development does recommend approval contingent upon the following items: bold new lot lines and fade old lot lines, add square footage to title block including two decimals, add owner information for abutting properties, add contour lines, provide title report, add lien holder signature block if applicable, fix minor typos, and fees were overpaid by $3.23. They will need to submit a letter for reimbursement.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
I make the motion that we approve contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. All right, is there any discussion or questions? Please enter your vote now.
Unanimously.
5.3, consideration to approve preliminary plat of Ulrich Acres being a subdivision of land containing 1.167 acres, 50,847,000 square feet of land in the Joseph Miller Survey, A50, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Ulrich Acres plot is located on the east side of Ulrich Road, north of Hunter Woods subdivision. The property is not in the city limits, therefore zoning is not applicable. One lot is being created and is 1.167 acres. This is an image of the plot that was submitted to staff and is being presented to the commission. And after reviewing the plot, Community Development does recommend approval contingent upon the following items: add property owner information for abutting properties, add decimals for acreage and square footage, provide title report, add lien holder signature block if applicable, fix minor typos, and fees were underpaid by $3.23.
Thank you for the report. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. All right, please. Is there any discussion? Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Byrd and Commissioner Donegan. All right, please enter your vote now.
Thank you, not just me.
The meeting is now
unanimously.
Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned. The time is 6:10 p.m. Thank y'all very much.